From the FT in Fort Pierce, I'm Barney Jobson, and this is FT News.
48 of the 49 victims have been identified.
America has begun to attach names, faces, and life stories to the 49 victims who died in a massacre at an Orlando nightclub at the weekend. Most of them were young gay Latinos, and details about their characters and aspirations have added new emotion to the vigils happening across shell-shocked country. Outside the historic Stonewall Inn in New York, famed as the birthplace of the modern gay rights movement, crowds gathered to pay tribute to the victims and call for action against violence.
And we just have to make sure that we speak up and put elected officials that are going to, you know, really legislate hate crimes for gay people.
At the same time, the public was absorbing harrowing new details about how people died. The FBI said the attacker, Omar Mateen, shot nearly all of them in the first stages of his assault, then remained cool and calm during a three-hour standoff in which he held hostages in a bathroom and talked by phone to law enforcement officials, claiming allegiance to ISIS and praising the Boston Marathon bombers. In Fort Pierce, the oceanside town where Mateen lived with his wife and son, neighbours were allowed back to the apartment complex from which they'd been evacuated as Mateen's home was searched. The city's small Muslim population, meanwhile, was facing uncomfortable questions.
I visited the mosque where Omar Mateen worshipped, usually three or four times a week, according to a board member called Adele Nefsi.
Mateen wasn't the most frequent visitor, and he didn't hang around after prayer like some others to catch up with friends. Nefsi said he didn't have any special insights into Mateen's personality, but he was adamant about a few things. He said this mosque does not preach hatred, it does not have any ties to any foreign Islamic groups, and he said if Mateen was radicalised, it certainly didn't happen here.
In his latest statement about the attacks, Barack Obama described Mateen as a homegrown extremist, saying he'd been inspired by radical material he'd found online. The president urged Americans to respond by supporting tighter gun laws.
It appears that the shooter was inspired by various extremist information that was disseminated over the internet.
Hillary Clinton agreed with him as terrorism surged to the forefront of the presidential election. But Donald Trump attacked her and Mr. Obama as being soft on terror.
We cannot continue to allow thousands upon thousands of people to pour into our country, many of whom have the same thought process as this savage killer. Many of the principles of radical Islam are incompatible with Western values and institutions.
Precisely what the attack was is becoming clearer by the day, but there's still a lot more to learn. Barney Jobson, Financial Times, Fort Pierce in Florida.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.